You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus figures in Victoria continue to improve, with the state detecting 14 new cases of COVID-19. That's the lowest number of new daily infections since the 16th of June. The average number of new cases over the last 14 days in metropolitan Melbourne is down to 36.2. It needs to stay well below 50 for the government to allow a further easing of restrictions at the end of the month. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the statistics show his government's measures are effective.
This strategy is working. These numbers are coming down. We are, thanks to the hard work of every single Victorian, the vast, vast majority of Victorians who are following the rules, doing the right thing, getting tested as soon as they have symptoms. That's why we're seeing these numbers come down, and that's why we will continue to see them come down, in accordance with our roadmap to COVID normal.
The declines in the case numbers have led to further calls for the restrictions to be eased sooner. But Mr Andrews says doing that would ultimately prove counterproductive.
There, of course, will always be debates about timing and whether we're on schedule, ahead of schedule, all of those things. We'll do it in a safe and steady way. There's no good opening up too early. There is no good letting our frustration get the better of us, because all that will mean is that everything metropolitan Melbourne has given, everything that everyone has done to produce these low but still not low enough numbers, will count for nothing. Because we'll be open, yes, but not open for very long.
The government has announced another new measure aimed at trying to keep part of the economy afloat. It will provide $13 million in grants to live music venues of varying sizes to support both onstage and backstage jobs. Victorian Arts Minister Martin Foley says the government wants to ensure the sector survives the pandemic so that venues can reopen with COVID-safe plans in place.
106 live music venues in an initial tranche will receive support to keep their businesses going, from very small venues to venues of over 1,000 people.
There were another 5 deaths in Victoria, taking the state's toll to 761, with the national figure now reaching 849. In New South Wales, there have been just 2 more coronavirus cases, with one of them in hotel quarantine. But the state has recorded its first coronavirus death since the 16th of August, a man in his 70s who died in hospital. That takes New South Wales's death total to 55. To try and stop that from rising, the state government has introduced paid pandemic leave. People who don't have access to paid leave will be given $1,500 for the fortnight they have to isolate or care for someone with COVID-19. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she had to strike a deal with Prime Minister Scott Morrison to introduce the measure.
The reason why I had to write to the Prime Minister was because we didn't want to declare a state of emergency in New South Wales, which is what the criteria was to get the pandemic leave. So I wrote to the Prime Minister saying, please, can you support us in that way? And he very gladly accepted. So please know that if you have a job and all your leave is run out and you don't have leave, you will get supported financially by staying home and isolating. That is the most important thing for us, to make sure that if you have symptoms, you have the confidence to know that your family or yourself won't go without because you don't have any paid leave.
Authorities in New South Wales are searching for people who rode with a taxi driver who's tested positive for COVID-19. The COVID Safe app from his phone is being used to identify at-risk people. Anyone who rode in his cab between September the 8th and September the 18th is being asked to monitor for symptoms. So far, he's been found to have gone through the Western Sydney suburbs of Moorebank, Bankstown, Chipping Norton, Liverpool, Lidcombe, Warwick Farm and Milperra. Places where he stopped for food are also being identified, and people identified as being in those locations at the relevant times are being classed as either close or casual contacts, depending on the venue. Authorities are advising people should sit in the back seat and wear a mask when taking a taxi or rideshare. Western Australia has registered 1 new case of coronavirus, a teenage boy who is a returned traveller in hotel quarantine. And Queensland has recorded 2 new cases of the virus, one of them is in hotel quarantine. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she continues to be happy with how her state is handling the pandemic.
So once again, we're really happy with that, Queensland. So well done. We now have 19 active cases. 5 cases have been discharged, and our total number of cases is 1,152.
And the federal government has announced an additional $6 million in funding for research and development for 3 Australian COVID-19 vaccines. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.